Using EPDs for bull selection. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. As we all know, bull sale season is upon us. And it's a fun time of year because going shopping and spending money is always fun. But it's important to evaluate your goals and get what you need for your herd. Yesterday, we heard from Nebraska Extension Beef Genetics Specialist Matt Spangler about some of the new EPDs that are out to help you with these decisions. Today, he talks about how you can evaluate what you need and asking yourself some basic questions before you buy.
And I always liken it to going grocery shopping. So I go grocery shopping, it's best that I have a list. Because if I don't have a list, there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to come back home with a whole bunch of stuff that at the time seemed like nice to have, and none of it was something that we needed. So having a list, and that list is really what we might call a breeding objective. So answering simple questions like, do I retain my own replacement females? When do I sell my calves? Is it at weaning or do I retain ownership through the feed yard? Answering those simple questions helps define which traits are economically relevant to me. And once I know that, then that long list of EPDs and indexes gets shortened considerably, because I've identified the ones that have a chance at improving profitability for me.
He said another thing that can really help you when looking through that bull catalog and evaluating all these EPDs is to evaluate your cows. How did their calf perform last year? How are they performing right now? The bull you bred with last year, how did that go?
So roughly, how big are my cows? How much do my calves weigh at weaning? If I retain ownership, what's their average hog carcass weight and how are they grading? If I know those things, then I know I may need to put a little bit more emphasis on one thing versus another. So being able to understand what your goals are, where you stand currently helps narrow the list. And using the economic selection indices that I mentioned helps simplify things a bunch.
For example, he says if you know that you retain ownership on females and sell calves at weaning, then you can just look at an index that identifies that, and you can just use one tool instead of sorting through a whole multitude of EPDs. And as always, it takes two to tango. So when it comes to breeding, bull traits and characteristics most of the time have more influence on calves than the cows.
Well, in terms of the calves that they produce, the bull contributes half of the genetics and the cow contributes the other half, right? So it's a team. We usually place more emphasis on sire selection simply because a bull is going to produce so many more calves in a herd than a singular cow will. And so a bull has an outsized footprint on the next calf crop. But certainly ensuring that the bulls you select to create the daughters you retain are in check. In other words, you've selected bulls to create good replacement females based on fertility and optimal size. Those kinds of things helps ensure that the cow herd is contributing their part.
And he says the other important thing is, again, just to know where you stand. How are your calves performing? That can tell you a lot about the path that you're on and what you may need to change. Do you need to sell that cow? When bull shopping, do you need to focus on something a little bit different as far as EPDs go? As you make your goals, these are all things to think about when this bull sale season rolls around. Again, Nebraska Extension Beef Genetics Specialist Matt Spangler. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.